Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast, thanks to Bradshaw and Bryan Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Hey, it's Elena Jay. So Lionel Richie, who's 71, has a girlfriend who's 30. His oldest daughter is 39. Do you know a parent who dated someone that was younger than one of their kids? Plus, Kat is all about self-love. So we start the day by giving ourselves positive affirmations. And if you listened to the episode before this, you heard JJ talk about a friend who out of the blue contacted him for dinner. JJ thought he had a hidden agenda, so we called the friend and got the lowdown. And you won't believe why he's calling JJ. All of this plus so much more is coming up in the Playhouse Podcast, which starts now.
Lionel Richie, who's 71, says it best. I'm dating a 30-year-old.
Ooh, get it, boy.
Now, there is, and you guys all have to admit, there is a very, very, very strong polarization when a guy dates a younger girl versus an older woman dating a younger guy. For a guy to date a 71-year-old guy like Lionel Richie to date a 30-year-old hottie, there's a certain innuendo that it's a pervy factor.
I guess. But, you know, I do know a couple, Andy and Lindsay, and I went to school with Lindsay. Andy just retired from Stearns County Sheriff's Department, and they moved to Arizona. They're married, and I went to school with her, so she's 2 years younger than me. And she's always had like an old soul, never wanted kids. But now she's younger than me and she's a grandma. So like when she posts,
jeez,
great weekend with the grandkids and the pool. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, what the heck?
Early 30s and she's a grandma?
Yes. And he's in his 60s and they go motorcycling. I mean, it works for her and it's always been who she is, her personality. She's always just wanted to. She's always been older.
Caretaker?
Yeah, kind of.
And so, again, Elena, Lionel is 31. She's 30?
Yeah, Lionel's 71. She's 30.
I'm sorry, 71.
Yeah, so 40-year age gap.
And Lionel's kids are 39 and what'd you say, like 22?
Yeah, Sophia's the youngest at 22. And then Nicole, who was adopted, is 39.
Holy Hannah. I always thought growing up it was so weird that my dad was like 3 years older, 4 years older than my mom. Maybe, no, 3 years older. But I'm 2 years older than Trish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's that weird anymore. But there was, for a long, long stretch of generations, it was
It's
always
only weird in high school. It's only weird in high school.
Yeah, you're right. It levels out in college. Because if you're a freshman in college and you can date a junior or a senior, woo, you're the man.
You know what I was thinking the other day? The boys had basketball, and Coach Otto brought his daughter, and she's just this beautiful, blonde-haired little girl. And all the boys are shooting around, and she's only 2 years younger than them. But I'm like, you guys are going to be chasing
feels
after her in like 10 years. You're going to want that.
So we're looking for that big age disparity. How's Roxy doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, just to let you guys in on what usually happens, if you call the show, Elena's usually the first to grab your call. And then she'll put you on hold as she's kind of getting you ready to come onto the air. And I only see a portion of what you've told her. So what I read in the little line, I look at Elena and I hit her during the song and I go, is this real? And she goes, what is going on here? So tell me about your mother and your ex-husband, please.
Well, after me and my ex-husband decided to get a divorce, I contacted my mom. To get, you know, advice or whatever, because she went through a divorce with my dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Finds out a week later, she invites him over for a barbecue, and they start dating.
Well, this is not a cut to. This has been going on for a while. Were there any signs where you're like, looking back, my mom spent a lot of time with him?
Looking back, the definitely the gift he got for Christmas and his birthday, and
what did he get?
Attention. Like he'd get like $100 bottle of tequila.
What?
He's an alcoholic, so when she's an alcoholic, so they kind of go together.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it just so happens during this time, like my mom hadn't met my son yet. And he introduced them.
So your son introduced your mother to your husband. They end up getting it on as you get divorced. Are they still? Is your mother still with your ex-husband?
No, they actually broke up shortly after because I actually yelled at my ex-husband and told him, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah. Has she never been to the dentist? You look up and it literally says there are many fish in the sea right next to that kitty that's holding on to the branch. It's like, how did she not get the memo to like stay away from your man?
I don't know, but whatever, it's over now. But yeah, she dated my ex-husband for probably about 6 months after we separated.
When you separated from your husband, who got the house? Yeah. Who got the apartment, wherever you were living? Who was living there still?
He got everything.
So there was a legitimate chance that your mother was in the same bed you were for.
It's possible.
Oh, God. This is so weird.
Please stop doing this to her. This is just like salt in the wound.
What's your relationship like with mom right now?
Oh, ever since I was a kid, she was very abusive to me. So our relationship has been rocky my whole life.
Okay. So the icing on the cake is sleeping with your husband.
Yeah. I haven't talked to her. I talked to her last Christmas, and I asked her not to see my kids without me.
Yeah.
Because they're still hanging out.
But since last Christmas, your mother and your ex-husband have broken up.
From what I know, yeah.
Oh, my God. On the count of three, what county? One, two, three.
Stearns.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Oh, you're way up in St. Louis County. All right. Okay.
No, that's where they live. I'm in Crow Wing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
We're way off.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to everyone in Stearns County for assuming that this was you. But thanks for sharing with us, Roxy. I'm sorry that you've had these foibles in life, but man, you sound happy.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very good. I'm very happy with my life.
Well, thanks for sharing with us. This is going to win today.
No matter
what we do, this will be the winner today.
Just remember, you can pick your nose and you can pick your
belly button,
but you can't pick your family.
Right.
Okay.
What does that even mean anymore?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Roxy. You guys, I asked Kat, what does that even mean anymore? She winked at me and said, mm-hmm. Like, that's not an answer. All right. Now, I got time for one more call on this subject real quick. Lindsay, can you tell me about Dad?
When I was 25, I got a birthday card from my dad because he had moved out west.
Okay.
And it said, happy birthday. By the way, I got married last month, and she was my age, exactly my age.
Nice.
Obviously, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they weren't married for very long. They got divorced a couple years later, but he's now dating a girl who is 2 years older than me, so it's...
Jeez.
I guess it's just life.
That's his thing.
Thank
and that's
you.
How he tells you. Like, that's the respect that your father has for you to tell you that way.
I love you so much. I'm going to send you this card to tell you that I'm now fornicating with your ex-classmate.
Yeah. I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Time for an affirmation in the playhouse.
I think it's necessary, and I think people should do it every day. If you feel silly, don't do it out loud, but look at yourself in the mirror and say something. So I did some snaps last night. I was doing a midday steam, face steam, and some girl's like, how often do you do that? I said, every single day. She goes, every day? How do you find the time? It's called you time. You have to take time for you because you are important. There you go. That's your affirmation for today. You are important. What compliment would you give yourself if you had to?
Why don't you start? Why don't you compliment yourself first and we'll follow suit here. So, Kat, give yourself a daily compliment. Give me one.
Okay. You have great hair today.
You do have great hair today.
Thank you.
Looking sharp.
Thanks.
What color is that?
The vitamins. It is espresso.
Kat
box dye.
She looks at me the other day. She goes, stand up a little higher on your chair. And she looks down. She goes, do you see any grays? I go, no, I don't see any grays. You having a little moment there or what?
I was. I have like three that sprout and sometimes it's just like one day they're not there and the next day they are.
That's character.
Today, they're not.
No grays today.
No grays.
Elena, compliment yourself, please.
Well, even though I don't work out and I eat, you know, very unhealthy, my body still looks pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yes, I'm pretty proud.
And you can do an affirmation like that after seeing yourself in the mirror over and over this weekend?
Yes.
The ones that were on the
ceiling? Yes, actually, yeah. That actually boosted my confidence. I was like, whoa.
When I heard that you guys were going to the hotel with all the mirrors, then I figured that's something you got to get through. Okay, for me, I would be, you have a great smile.
Okay. I like that.
I will forever be grateful for my parents and them getting me braces for 4 years to fix this messed up grill that I had. And I also want to go back then and tell the United States government to screw you because of your horrible health care plan that kept me having braces for 4 years.
You're going backwards with that.
I find any orthodontist out there that can't make someone's smile look good in better than 4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, did I get hooked up with a horrible, horrible dentist. So give me something great. Compliment yourself. Whitney, compliment yourself today, please.
Hello?
Yeah, can you? Oh, I got you now. Compliment yourself, Whitney.
Oh, for my compliment, I'm going to say that I am resilient.
Okay. Ooh. Give us an example of why you feel that way.
Well, despite, you know, everything that's been happening this last year, as far as like in the world plus personally.
Yeah.
I know one thing for sure, that I'm still here and that I'm still strong and that I'm still, you know, dealing with life's daily battles no matter what. And Kat, I heard what you said earlier about like sitting at the end of the night, saying your prayers, saying what you're grateful for. You know, that's something that I've always done myself.
Yeah.
And I believe that's a big part of building resilience.
It is huge.
Means you can really come back from anything.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I feel like even if you don't believe in God or anything like that, just like saying something that you're grateful for, that doesn't have to be a prayer. It just has to be like I acknowledge all the great things in my life, and a lot of people have it way worse than me.
I think you also have to acknowledge that some of the great things in your life are a little bit out of your control. Now, again, if you believe in a higher power, if you just believe in an atoms bouncing around randomly, it's still okay to be grateful. Right. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to thank a guy in the clouds or a Buddha or anything like that. But
just
you can
say
just
it out
be
loud.
Grateful,
right.
I believe what you put out there comes back. So.
Well, yeah, and a prayer for me is defined by, like, any words that just give you solace, you know?
Yes.
So when it comes to, it doesn't have to be to a certain religion or anything, but prayer for me is any words that give you solace, put you in a peaceful place, anything like that, positive talk, but even meditation, that's a type of prayer for me. But
you've been listening to Winning with Whitney today in the Playhouse. Whitney, you're a winner. I appreciate
you. After everything that's happened, resilience is the most important thing. And if you know you got it, you got it.
You got it, Whitney. Thanks for being on our show.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Can I read you some of the Facebook comments?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about this one? My favorite professional recluse. You're not weird. Everyone else is just too normal.
There you go, Morgan. I like Andrea's. You're the sneakiest crop duster in all the land.
My favorite is Danielle's. Nice rump.
Nice rump, Danielle.
Now, compliment yourself.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Hey, Roxy, real quick, we're running out of time, but I want you to tell me what's great about yourself. Compliment yourself. You're a what?
Strong, independent woman.
That a girl. Nice. Yeah, you don't need nobody's help, do you?
Normally when somebody says that to themselves, they have not had a good past of feeling like you can count on yourself. Have you been held down by the man?
Well, not necessarily the man, but yes.
By the woman?
Yeah.
What I love the most about this is I feel in your voice that, like, today you're going to own it. Like, today is your day.
This week has been my week.
Yeah. And we're just getting started, girl. Get after it, Roxy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trending this morning with Fantastic Sam's. This is my man, Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
Stevie is going to hang out in the U.S. for a little while, but then he's up and moving to Ghana. All right, I don't know if you know where Ghana is on the map, but he says that's the place he felt most community when he was there.
Well, if some place makes you feel good, why wouldn't you want to be there?
Well, here's what I do know about somebody who has found amazing success in the music business, and deservedly so. The guy's one of the most talented humans on the planet. But to leave some of the enriching qualities of the United States of America for a country that is suffering like Ghana, just to live there. If you're going to dig wells, build schools, build churches, I get that there's a driving force to move to Ghana.
Well, you might be doing some of that, too.
Maybe, maybe. But Stevie says, that's it, man. I'm done. And he said, hopefully, I'd like to see, and this is why I love Stevie Wonder. He uses phrases like, I'd like to see the day that America has the community that Ghana has. So it made me start thinking, if I could up and pay for you to move to any place on the earth, any country on the planet that's not in North America, Kat, you would up, pick up your family, and move to...
beautiful Finland. Best place to spot the Northern Lights. More forest and water than anywhere else in Europe. And they have every man's right. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
That's where you can go anywhere, anywhere you want, and walk freely in nature. And it's your right as a person.
Can't you just walk freely in nature here?
It's like somebody's property. It doesn't matter. You can go on somebody's property
so
and
I can
walk
just
wherever you want.
Literally walk into someone's backyard and sit there and stare at the tree?
You know how many times I try to walk in people's backyards here and I cannot. And so now there I can roam.
Way too much about Finland. All right, Elena.
I'm on visitfinland.com.
If we're going to up and move you to any country outside of North America, you're going to the beautiful...
Sweden.
Oh, yes.
My friend actually taught there for like 3-4 years, and he said it was amazing. Plus, I follow this Instagram page called Cheap Nordic Houses. Oh, it's so cheap to live there.
How much?
I could have a bomb house. They have like a, I don't know, like 100,000. You could even spend less, like 50,000. You'd still get a gorgeous house out on the countryside.
Cute. So you'll have to grow your hair out so you can do those cute little braids on the side of your head.
And all they stick out, right? Like stick out from your ears. They don't just fall down. They
like
gotta
hippie.
Stick out. Yeah, exactly. For me, I'm going to up and move the entire family to Rome, Italy.
It's a pasta.
Being a history major, I'm fascinated by the Roman culture. But then Italy is just so beautiful. I know you like the wine and the food.
And the wine.
And the wine. So, that's our trending question today. If you were to up and move to any country outside of North America, what would yours be?
Weird news.
All right, so what did we talk about today? Giving yourself a compliment. And try to do it once a day, twice, if you feel like you have more compliments to give yourself. But sometimes you just can't love yourself enough. There's a woman from Atlanta, Georgia, and her name is Meg Morrison. She was so unhappy with all the men out there that she ended up marrying herself. She held a whole ceremony for herself.
She was. She was a little bit nervous that it might be seen as egotistical or that people would take it the wrong way. But we had a great conversation about it. And in the end, I said, you know, this is really my chance to put down people, please. To trust myself and what I want and what I see, the difference this could make. I didn't expect that vow that I made to myself that morning to really release perfectionism and just accept things as they are to have such a major impact on me. But it's something I think about often, to breathe, to enjoy things as they come. And it's just made life more easeful and lovely.
I don't mind that. She loves herself so much. Like, if you can't stand to be with yourself, is anybody else going to want to be with you? All right, this woman in an electric wheelchair robbed a bank in Florida on Monday, and she did not obviously choose the best getaway vehicle.
She had the 3-volt.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it. Come.
Cops caught up with her nearby, obviously, not too far away. And that is what's weird.
Yeah, with Valentine's Day in our rearview mirror, you may think to yourself, self, I am unlucky in love. And it could be luck. It could be that you continue to eat out of the same dumpster over and over again, or it just might be you. That's not for us to judge. We're just here to give away the prizes. Thanks to Concrete Image Salon, U.S. Axe Throw, the Family Law Division of Stummus Law. We got gift cards and gift cards and gift cards to give away. But you just got to share with us a little bit about, you know, how bad things really are. So, Marie, I'm going to give you a chance to tell us how bad things were. Mm. How did your Valentine's Day date go?
I'd have to say it consisted of maybe a half an hour.
Ooh.
What?
It was a set up date, like, you know, somebody's like, hey, I think you'd like a guy to go out with him.
So, like, what went so horribly wrong, though?
Well, I ended up going out with him to, like, some little small fast food restaurant.
Nice.
And thankfully, it was close enough to home to where I was able to, you know, just pull an out and be like, you know, hey, I got to go to the bathroom and left. Because he was gross.
Like, what do you mean gross?
oh, he smelled bad, and he chewed with his mouth open, and he looked like he hadn't bathed in a while.
Yeah, all right. So I've heard enough. Obviously, unlucky in love means we're going to spin the big wheel here and find out exactly what you're going to win today with Love Stinks. So let's hit it, guys.
All right. Axe, new hair. Go shopping.
$50 gift card.
Perfect. A new hairdo for you at Concrete Image Salon. Get y'all done up. Make you just forget about what you just told us.
Yeah, we get it. Love stinks, and you profit because you're a little bit unlucky in love. So, again, thanks to our friends at Concrete Image Salon. That brand new do now on you. So, congratulations from all of us at KCLD. Final bet. What do you think the outcome is going to be here?
I'm going to say he just wants to go meet up, catch up. That's it.
Elena, final bet. What's going to happen?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, with the COVID pandemic, a lot of people, they're antsy to get out and make connections again. And so I think that's what's happening. He just wants to be friends again.
Yeah.
I've switched my views on this. I don't think he's trying to sell me anything. I think he's trying to get some free advertising now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
That is my gut. Over the last like 10 minutes, I was thinking about this a lot. And I think he's got a small business and he wants some free advertising.
Well, when you were talking about him from back in the day, it was a fond speech. It was like, we had nice a great guy. Time.
Good so guy.
How did you forget about that? Maybe he was somebody worth knowing now.
I didn't say he wasn't Never worth known. Knowing. I just think, to me, it's always suspect. When you hit somebody up 20 years after you've talked to him last, it's just weird.
So do you think that is how Lisa is going to react to me reaching out to her?
Yeah. I think she's going to think you want something.
Really?
Yeah.
What would I possibly want from her? She's a nurse.
That's
a
where
vaccine?
Maybe you want to get moved up on the list.
Like a little handoff shake like that?
So anyways, just to recap, this guy hit me with a Facebook message. I haven't talked to him in 20 years. And he literally just said, I want to take you out to dinner. And some of our listeners think that I was his secret crush back in the day. I don't think that's a
bit of a stretch
thing at all. Some people think he's dying, which, God, I hope not, because that would be just bad for the radio.
Just dial
him. I just said, hey, can we call you? And he knows that we're on the radio, so hang on a second. I don't feel good about this at all. Hang on.
Yo, dude, what's going on?
Christopher, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you, man?
Good. I appreciate you taking your call. So I don't want to sound pretentious here, but I don't know how much you know about like my life right now, but I'm on the radio. Obviously, we reached out and said, hey, will you come on the show? So I appreciate that. But
and I'm here and I'm listening.
Oh, Kat's over there, too. So you can say hi to Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey, Kat.
All right. So the reason we wanted to call is I got your, you know, obviously we messaged each other and I'm going to be super honest in the complete transparency. When you reached out of nowhere and I hadn't heard from you in like 20 years, I told my wife that I had thought you were probably trying to sell me something. And then we talked about it yesterday on the radio and people were like, he could be going through something in his life. Maybe he is trying to sell you a vacuum or some knives. Maybe he wants to start shooting pool again, stuff like that. And so because everybody said, hey, figure this out before you go to dinner. Let's just get it all on the table. Why did you hit me up after 20 years and want to go to dinner?
Dude, I just wanted to see you. Like, it's been kind of a rough year for me. Got a divorce last year.
I'm such a jerk.
You are such an ass. I am telling you.
I mean, I get it, though, but no, man, I just want to see you. Like, I end up, like, driving through St. Cloud at least, you know, once a month, and I figured, like, maybe get together, get some dinner, maybe go shoot some pool. Like, I don't know, man.
That is so nice.
I'm going to cry. Like, I feel like such a complete bag of poo right
he
now.
He thought you were going to take him out to eat, and you were going to try to get him to either join your pyramid scheme, or you were trying to sell him something, and you just want to have dinner with him. It's that innocent.
I mean, I can get it, though. Like, we used to do some back in the day. Oh, stuff. Sorry.
That's all right. I got the beep button here.
Stuff back in the day. So, I mean, like, I get it, but no, man, I just want to see you. Like, I haven't been able to hang out with many people. Like, the wife won all the friends in the divorce.
God. All right. This just keeps getting worse.
Oh my God.
Well, then for sure. But dinner's on me for putting you through this. So, let me buy you dinner. And I apologize. I should have never guessed that you were going to try to sell me some extra insurance on my car or something like that. And so I apologize for that. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I mean, my sister does sell Young Living oils.
Yeah, all right. Let's we'll talk about that over dinner. But I genuinely want to apologize in front of everybody that I assumed you were out to try and scam me or do something like that. But it would be good to catch up and let's talk about this more off the air and we'll get together. It'll be my treat. Okay.
Aww.
Absolutely, man. You're a good friend, JJ.
It's the KCLD Playhouse.
Well,
did he hang up? See what happens when you assume. Do you see now?
I feel this big right now. Like,
he seems pretty chill.
God, he was a nice guy. He seems like a nice guy.
I think he is still a nice guy.
And I feel horrible that I just assumed somebody was trying to get one over on me.
You're going to have to post a pic of you two out to eat. A little selfie so we can see what he looks like.
God, what a jerk move.
Because now he's single.
would that be the way that I would pay this off, is to find somebody he could at least hook up with?
Yes. Now you have to do something really
nice. So I should use the broadcast signal here to find him a date? Is that what I should be doing?
That is why we do what we do.
All right. Well, if you're looking to date my new friend, old friend Christopher, you can hit me with a text and we'll go through all your profile and make sure that you would.
Look at all these people. JJ.
I feel horrible.
He really misses you, JJ, says Julie. Yes, it sounds like he did. It sounds like he's like, who made me really happy now that I have gone through it? Who made me really happy at one point in my life? Oddly enough, it was you.
Figure out a way to make this up. I feel so stupid right now.
Download the podcast.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Bryan Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend. Immediately.
And hey, we have more podcast episodes available, so go check them out right now. Do it. Come on. Do it. Seriously. Do it.